This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities are beginning wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Mr. Biden said he will address coronavirus-related matters later Thursday. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. The governor of the Northeast U.S. state of New York announced Wednesday all state employees must be vaccinated by Labor Day, that's September 6th. It's the second state after the western state of California to impose such a rule for government workers. With the Olympics well underway, Tokyo has reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Government officials have said that new cases were soaring not only in the Tokyo area, but across the country. The number of positive cases has doubled in a week, setting an all-time high since the pandemic began early last year. Whilst Japan has continuously kept its cases low, recently its weekly average has shot to 88 per 100,000 in Tokyo. This compares to 18.5 in the United States and 48 in Britain. Japan's top medical advisor says the biggest risk is a lack of a sense of crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
France said Thursday it failed to understand why it was exempt from a new rule allowing fully vaccinated European Union citizens to enter England without having to quarantine. Starting next week, travelers fully vaccinated with a shot approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or the European Medicines Agency will be able to travel from any country on the British government's amber list without having to self-isolate, except people from France. This is VOA News. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction describes the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday the negotiating process with Iran could not go on indefinitely. Addressing a news conference in Kuwait, he said the United States had demonstrated good faith and the desire to return to compliance with the nuclear deal, adding that, quote, the ball remains in Iran's court, end quote. Iran's supreme leader has called the U.S. stubborn in stalled nuclear talks in Vienna for discussing Tehran's missiles and regional influence. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks Wednesday came as his hardline protege, President-elect Ebrahim Raisi, is posed to be sworn in next week as the head of the country's civilian government. Several dozen members of opposition factions against foreign intervention and interference in Haitian politics marched Wednesday to the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince. It came as Haiti's newly installed Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, held his first press conference Wednesday as he pledged to hold elections as soon as possible following the slaying of President Jovenel Moïse. Moïse was shot to death in his home the night of July 7th, and protesters alleged the U.S. was involved in his killing. The previous day, Moïse designated Henri as his new prime minister, removing Claude Joseph, but Henri had not been sworn in. Much of the capital city continues to be under gang control, while politicians and police offer little to safeguard the general population. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the peninsula of the U.S. state of Alaska late Wednesday, the United States Geological Survey said, generating small waves but no major tsunami before all warnings were canceled. The quake hit at 10:15 p.m. about 500 miles from Anchorage, that's Alaska's biggest city. This was the largest earthquake to hit Alaska since 1964, when a 9.2 magnitude earthquake struck, the strongest ever recorded in North America. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.